It was over COVID. I wrote that song, and man, just kind of like, I guess probably tail end where like things were about to start. Like maybe we were talking about going back out, you know, and like those plans were being discussed, what that looks like, and you know. But still, I mean, been at the house for a year and a half, not doing anything except, you know, doing stuff really like this in my garage or whatever it was, and driving around, and ended up in, I have this clover plot up on this hill at our house, and me and Nudie were up there, just driving around like something to do, you know. There's nothing to do, and we got out, and you know, we're just like looking for four leaf clovers, right? Because there's literally just nothing to do, you know. And we're like, I found one, and I was like, man, that's sick, I finally found one. And then Nudie found a five leaf clover.
He really did.
He actually found one. I have the picture of it on my phone. I took a picture.
I remember
of it.
You sent it to me.
And I was like, man, like how lucky you got to be to like find a five leaf clover. And I wrote that title down in my phone, five leaf clover. And I had to write a couple weeks later with Jesse Alexander and Chase McGill. And we couldn't really think of anything to write. Honestly, it was one of those days where you're just struggling, you know, like you're. This idea, don't like it, and we're going through, we're trying to come up with stuff and can't find anything. And you know, it's one of those titles that it didn't really at the time jump off the page to me. Like, you know, I wasn't like, man, this is such a great idea or anything like that. It was just another idea in my phone, you know. And I started playing this, you know, kind of Irishy sounding thing on my phone, or like, I mean, on the guitar. And then I was like, man, well, I got this idea called Five Leaf Clover. And they were like, shit, we love that. I love that idea, especially with this guitar thing. You're like, I know, and really kind of song kind of just really wrote itself. I mean, we wrote it really fast that day. And again, another song I had started kind of playing on the road, during the acoustic section, the solo section of the show. And I think I played it at a festival or something first, and didn't really, again, another one that didn't really take off really from the jump. And then as it kind of got posted a few times throughout that year, people really started, you know, globbing onto it for whatever reason and saying, when's this song coming out? When are you going to put this song out? And then we went to record it and really kind of wanted to like key in on that Irish kind of like Celtic vibe that the, you know, acoustic was taking and the way I was playing it. And, you know, adding that fiddle in there, I think was huge, I think, for that song.
I had played a bunch of times that John Mayer song, the Age of Worry song. I had played that song a bunch of times for everybody and trying to get it. And then, you know, country world, and then it's like you whisper something to somebody and it changes as it goes down the line, you know, and then it's kind of like, oh, okay, no, yeah, I love that, which is how it kind of ended up. I think Rob and those guys were passing that thing off and then putting the fiddle on it with that thing. It does, it feels so cool.
Yeah,
such a cool line. I'd text Chase back and forth during that thing. He was asking me how everything was going, and I was like, man, this thing's killing. It just felt so good.